Some of those proposed tax cuts have already been blocked by Republican lawmakers, which does not necessarily mean the tax cuts are dead. Joining us now to find out what happens next is David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here. David, good morning once again.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk about the parts of this that make some lawmakers uncomfortable. Why is extending a capital gains tax cut something that would seem politically risky?
The president would argue that maintaining these tax cuts is important for economic growth. But Democrats would say that these tax breaks go mainly to the rich. The spending cuts they're considering go mainly to the poor. And some moderate Republicans didn't like that juxtaposition.
So where do things stand now? What actually did get through one part of Congress or another?
Well, the Senate actually did manage to pass a tax bill. It has a lot of things in it that the administration wanted. It has a few things in it that the administration didn't want, like a tax on oil companies. But it doesn't do the one big thing that President Bush most wants, which is to extend his 15% tax rate on dividends and capital gains beyond 2008. In the House, the Ways and Means Committee managed to get a bill together. They couldn't get the House floor vote scheduled because the moderates weren't comfortable with voting on it just before they left for the holiday.
Now, people are talking about tax cuts at a time when there's a budget deficit. Given the dimensions of the deficit, why would they push for more tax cuts now?
Well, the president has been very clear that he sees no need to nor reason to raise revenues despite the outlook for the deficit, an outlook which has deteriorated because of the cost of the war in Iraq and the cost of recovering from the hurricanes in the South. In my opinion, tax increases of some sort are almost inevitable as part of some deficit reduction compromise. But the Republicans are holding the line on that, and they say that if these tax cuts were allowed to expire, the economy would suffer and government revenues would suffer accordingly.
Why do you think a tax increase is inevitable?
I don't see any way myself that Congress has the political will to cut spending enough to bring spending in line with revenues. The fact that Congress is having such a hard time agreeing on spending cuts that amount to $35 or $50 billion over 5 years, that's just a drop in the bucket when you think of the size of the federal budget.
So, David Wessel, we're talking about adjustments to the tax code here. How does that compare to the much more ambitious goals that President Bush set some time ago to completely reform the tax code?
Well, basically, they go in opposite directions. Congress and the president are trying to extend tax breaks, some of which the president's tax reform panel has proposed doing away with altogether. It's a sign of how difficult it is to do sweeping tax reform, and the president now has to decide whether, with all the problems he has on his plate, he wants to come forward next year with a proposal that says, I want to change the tax code, I want to create some winners and losers, and I really want to do this in a big way. He will have one ally. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Bill Thomas very much wants to do this. He's finishing his term as chairman of that important committee. But the politics of tax reform are extraordinarily difficult, as this debate over taxes shows.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.